Welcome to Well's Early Childhood Educator Devotions.
A champion. Romans chapter 5 is our Bible reading for today, and we read verse 17. For if by the trespass of the one man death reigned through that one man, how much more will those who receive God's abundant provision of grace and of the gift of righteousness reign in life through the one man, Jesus Christ? Do you have a particular song that takes you back to days when you played a sport? If so, the instant you hear that song, it takes you back to a sports locker room, pacing on game day, ready to slap the top of the door as you run out onto the court. At that time, there seemed like nothing else was more important than that game. It seemed like your whole life depended upon the game. And sometimes, when the game is on the line, you need a miracle. In the bottom of the ninth inning or late in the fourth quarter, it helps to have a champion on your team. It helps to have a player who never comes out of the game, who seamlessly transitions into the right position at the right time, and who barely breaks a sweat as he wins the game for his team. That's how we picture a champion. What about when we picture Jesus? Christ came into this world to be on our team. He came to substitute himself into our place and our sin. He came to be our champion. But he first came as a lowly baby born in a stable. Then we see him on the cross. He has a crown of thorns on his head, gashes all over his body, and holes in his hands and feet. Is that the picture of a champion? On the cross, Jesus does not look like a champion. And yet, St. Paul tells us that Christ has won. He died and rose again. When we needed it most, Jesus earned a miraculous victory. By his death and resurrection, he brought home the best victory, heaven for us. Because Christ lives, we have life in heaven, a place of perfection, joy, and peace. The joy of heaven will surpass the celebrations in the locker room after the Super Bowl or any other championship. So yes, Jesus is the champion. When everything was on the line, Jesus entered the game and told us, "Don't worry, I've got this." We pray. Dear Jesus, thank you for being our champion. Sometimes we forget how much we need you. Help us continue to remember that we have received your abundant grace and the gift of your righteousness. Help us trust that you will lead us to life and victory in heaven. Amen. A couple of questions to consider. Do you remember a time where Jesus was the champion for something that happened at work? Do you remember a time where Jesus was the champion for something that happened at home?
Thanks for listening. For more devotions, visit wells.net/devotions. The Lord guide you and cover you with his grace today and always.